How many times have we allowed ourselves to be affected due to the circumstances that happen around us? We lose peace, we lose tranquility, the ability to reflect, to give thanks, and to enjoy every moment that God gives us as a gift day by day. We have learned all the many times without realizing it. We have learned that happiness or joy or the joy of a new day depends on the circumstances that happen around us. And if we are full of bad news or going through unpleasant moments, we allow ourselves to be affected and we choose to react in the wrong ways in front of life. One of the ways we choose to react is by plunging ourselves into depression, anguish, despair. We lose all patience. And so easily we lose our peace of mind. Now, when we have money in our pocket and we see that things work well the way we want, then we rejoice. Or rather, we are filled with happiness, right? You may not have noticed this, but this is how we live life. Today, I want to start a series to destroy those arguments and teach you that it is truly what is truly to be joyful. Establish a difference between what is happiness and what is joy, which is deeper and comes from God. Today, I want to teach you that the world gives is ephemeral, temporary. Many times, they are a part of life, of course. You have to know how to live them. You have to know to enjoy them. But when it comes to joy, or joy that God gives, it is something that comes from the inside, and that no one can take away from you. My beloved friends, in this life, in this world, we won't be here forever. Our passage through here is transitory, but life continues. There are things that we have to learn to leave behind. There are others that we can take with us because by remembering them, they help us to strengthen ourselves and to realize to be grateful by realizing where God pulled us out of and how great has He been with His love, with His fidelity, and with His mercy with each one of us. Today, I begin this series called Letters from Prison. Some time ago, I was reflecting on these words. In these times of pandemic, in these complicated times, God speaks to me much louder, and He gives me this word for you and for me, so that we can recover again, to get up, so that we can strengthen ourselves in Him, to remember that He has always been there and not let ourselves be carried away or flooded by the sea of life due to the hurricane winds that the problems or the crisis present, but to be anchored on the rock that He is and to know when we are in Him, He has control. Our blessings, our joy, our peace, the world cannot give it. And it no longer depends if I have money or if I don't have money. If I receive good news or bad news, it comes from within because it comes from Him. It's He who sustains us. It's He who encourages us. And the letter that I am going to introduce to you in this series is a letter written by a man who understood what is to go further, to feel good about the personal success achieved, or the way he lives, or the status, or the stardom, in which he can find himself, or how much money he has in his pockets, or how many people he loved, accepted, and approved, if he is alone, or if he is surrounded. A man who learned what true joy is, and what he learned because this letter that he writes to the church in Philippines. It is a letter that he writes from prison. And I don't know, well, physically, he was in prison. Physically, I don't know if there are anyone who is listening to me right now that they have experienced what it is to be in jail. Suddenly, most of them don't. But I can tell you about a spiritual jail. a jail in which you feel enslaved, you feel imprisoned, where you do not prosper, where you do not advance, where you do not grow. This man from jail, I used 4 chapters to give a message, not only emotionally, but hopeful and spiritually, speaking about joy. And that is why in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, I want to start this story. I want to start this series, and I hope that you will accompany me during all these days so that we can understand beauty, even in times of crisis, so that we can understand how to smile in the hardest moments of life. And although there is a tear that comes out of our eyes, that tear can be accompanied by a smile because there is joy. Life has many stages, and there is wisdom in knowing how to enjoy them. Who from a prison can say, rejoice all the time, take advantage of the time, and be joyful. Be joyful. Don't let your joy be taken away by the pressures of life. It's complicated, right? But I believe that he has understood it. I believe that he who understands who is in him, who is his rock, his strength, his fortress, then understands that there is a purpose for everything, and that joy comes from within. And that's why I'm going to talk to you about Paul, letters from prison, and today's topic, today's introduction will be about joy. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, be always full of joy in the Lord. I repeat, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in everything you do. Remember that the Lord will come back soon. Wow! Always be full of joy in the Lord. Rejoice. This is the advice that Paul gives us. A man who, in addition to being in a prison, having guards around him, deprived of freedom, physically expressed the spiritual freedom that was in him. And this made him tireless. He was a man who had learned and had been taught in everything. And when we are talking about being taught, we are talking about experiencing life situations. And he learned and considered these situations the moments to cry, the moments to laugh, in the moments that he could sit at the table with a good meal, in the moments when they only had a glass of juice, the moments when they had to endure hunger, in the moments when they had to be in abundance of food. Paul experienced each of these moments. He understood that he did not live them just because, and that every time he experienced a difficult moment, it was not because he had behaved badly or because he was a sinner or because God was disciplining him. He understood that it was part of the purpose, part of the plan, a part of life understanding. What we are does not depend on the world or on the people and situations. The world does not define you. You are defined by God, and that you have to understand when you are in him. That is why he gives him advice and says, rejoice in everything. Now, he does not say be happy about everything. He says rejoice in everything. That is, have joy. Because when we speak of joy, we are talking about something deeper. Simply to be happy or smile, but it catches my attention, which he adds, rejoice in God. That is, understand that you will never learn the secret of true joy, which surpasses happiness, if you never understand that it comes from God. He says, if you are connected to the source, you can understand it, you can live it, you can enjoy it, and you will know that everything has its time, and you have to enjoy each time. He is always there, because my beloved friend, going through the difficult moment, perhaps it is not the difficult thing. I hope I am making myself be understood. The difficult part of the complicated moment is feeling alone, not having a backup. And that is where everything begins to make us feel weak. But when we know who God is, we not only trust that He exists, but that He is always there with us, then in God, we have the ability to strengthen ourselves, to get up, to learn from history, and to focus on where He wants to take us, knowing that this is life. They open things that will get out of our hands, but they are in His hands. That is, they will never get out of control because He is in control. And this is wonderful. That's why He advises and says, rejoice at all times. Now, it is tremendous to receive this advice from a man who is in jail, right? But I believe that we can receive more teaching from a man who has experienced this so tremendous. It seems strange that a man who is in jail could tell to someone or to the church to be happy. Paul's words simply teach us an important lesson. And listen to me well. The inner attitude does not have to reflect the external circumstances. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Therefore, in his letter, Paul repeatedly urged you to rejoice. And probably people needed to hear him. It is easy to get discouraged in the face of unpleasant circumstances in life or to take it too seriously. Unimportant facts. So my beloved friends, yes, if you have not been full of joy lately, perhaps it is because you are not looking at life from the correct perspective. The word happiness evokes images of smiling faces. When I talk to you about happiness, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Smiling faces, for Christmas gifts, the walks, holding a hand of a loved one, or perhaps a surprise party. When we think of the word happiness, the first thing that comes to our mind is uncontrollable laughter, caused by someone who makes us laugh or who makes jokes, or a vacation that we consider in a wonderful place that we deserve, right? Everyone wants to be happy. And for many people, the search for this fleeting ideal becomes the central goal of life. Then we buy things, enjoy children, grandchildren, and we seek new experiences. What happiness depends on our circumstances, which happiness when toys rust? What happens when the loved one dies? What happens when health deteriorates or money is stolen and the party is over? Then happiness often fades and despair takes its place. In contrast to happiness is joy. There is joy, and joy is deeper and stronger. It is the calm and confident security which comes from the work and the love of God in our life. The knowledge that He will always be there no matter what happens. The happiness depends on events, but listen to me well. Let it be recorded in your heart. But joy depends on Christ. Today, I come to you with that advice. Happiness is momentary. The joy that God gives is eternal because it goes in the spirit. It is not superficial. It is internal. It does not cancel events. We always have our feet on the ground. And I tell you from my own experiences, because when there are tears in our eyes, peace is not lost. This series, I will talk to you of four important points. Joy is suffering. Joy when we serve. Joy is faith, and joy when we are attached and give. Join me in this time. But remember today, now more than ever, joy is something important that we need, and it only is in God. Father, I thank you for your words. Thank you for your fidelity and for what you teach us. Thank you for your peace. And because today we can learn that your joy, as your words say, our strength, help us to understand and to be open what you want to teach us, that we can renounce, Lord, those things that rob us of our true peace and true joy, knowing that there are moments to laugh and there are moments to cry. But at all times, your joy sustains us because it is given in you, or it depends on the circumstances. Thank you, Father. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you blessings.